hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is Michelle Bolton from Journey Church in Lisburn, Northern Ireland. And Michelle is involved in ministry in her church. She is a mother and a daughter, and she juggles a job and her ministry in church. Well, this week we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling all of that and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So, Michelle Bolton, it's great to have you again. You're from Lisburn Church up in the north of Ireland, very close to Belfast. And Michelle is a good friend of mine, and she's here to talk today about divorce. You spoke about disappointment last week, and that was really powerful, just about how we can be disappointed, even as Christians, but yet in it all, God is with us. And Jesus says he's never leave us and never forsake us. So, yeah. You're a mother of two beautiful girls. You hold a job in an organization where you support people that have, that I suppose have been in abuse, and that must be a very challenging job for you. So, you know, you're divorced as well, and you're a Christian. What does that mean? Yeah, you know, this women listening today and men that are divorced, and they're thinking, well, hang on a second, God hates divorce. You didn't expect that at the time.
Yeah.
So it's something that I suppose can come to everybody, Christians and non-Christians. You know, it's not all hunky-dory when we're Christians and marriages forever. There's a lot of divorce out there.
And, do you know, it's something that I would actually pray against. I pray against divorce. I totally agree with you that God hates divorce. I don't think anybody who gets married thinks, oh, well, I'll see how this goes. And, you know, a divorce is a possibility. It definitely wasn't something that I ever considered. I have a lovely testimony of the man that I was married to. We got saved on the same date. We got baptized on the same date. We got married in that same year. We had been both not from Christian homes, so we had been engaged and living together, you know, prior to coming to know the Lord. And, you know, it was definitely not something that I thought would have happened, especially being a Christian. I thought, you know, that we were good. Unfortunately, marriages do end, and mine was one of them that ended. And I had two little girls. They were 2 and 3 at the time when my marriage ended. Now, it took a couple of years to go through that process of divorce. It was probably one of the most difficult times in my life. I felt very broken. I felt very rejected. And I suppose that identity of being a wife and that security of having a husband in your home to being alone. I'm originally from Dublin, and then moving up the north, my family still live in Dublin. So I was very, although they were great support, you know, but you're living 100 miles away from each other. So there was a lot of challenges initially. But what I can say is I felt I had a turbo boost, is the word that I would have said, in my faith during that time. I had to move a house, my job changed, lots of challenges as well. But God was there, and I really leaned into God at that time. And when I look back, I think, you know, the Holy Spirit was over my whole situation. And in that time, I was trying to figure out who this new identity was, you know, and I was listening to sermons. I was in the Bible. I was reading Psalms a lot and Proverbs, and I just kept asking God for wisdom to help me cope and help me to make the right or the wise decisions as a mummy, as, you know, someone who loved the Lord, who I didn't really know anybody else who was divorced at the time from Christian circles. So I very much felt alone, even though all my Christian friends were so loving and supportive.
How long were you married before you got divorced?
We were married for 5 years. We were together for 5. We got saved, got married that same year. And, you know, my ex-husband is a good man. He loves the Lord still. He has gone on to remarry a wonderful woman of God. And I love her and I pray peace and blessings over their marriage. So I'm thankful that, you know, we're on this journey. And yes, it hasn't always been an easy ride, for want of a better word.
What changed that?
I think I actually remember listening to a sermon from Joyce Myers talking about forgiveness. And it was something that I just felt I didn't want that to be my identity, to be bitter or, you know, negative towards my ex. And so that was an initial thing very early on. And, you know, things have been challenging through the years. But there is an element of grace over everything. And God is, like, I've always prayed for God to bless my ex. I pray for peace in his life. I pray for him to be the man of God that God wants him to be. So then,
did you do that at the early stage too, Michelle, or was that hard to do at the early stage?
I always prayed because I wanted him to be a good dad. And even if
it's hard then.
Yes, definitely, definitely. But we're all, you know, we're all sinners saved by grace. And, you know, of course, I kind of felt like I was the goody and he was the villain. But in life, that's not, you know, we all fall short of the glory of God. And I'm thankful that God is so gracious and merciful to me. So how can I judge anybody else, you know?
If you didn't have God in your life, do you think it would have been much harder, divorce?
I definitely think the hurt, you know, can consume you. And I know a lot of people.
You're talking about the hurt as in rejection.
Yeah, yes. And there's an element of, again, why me?
Yeah.
Why did my marriage end when, you know, I'm a good person, that, you know, I try my best. I loved my husband. So there's an element of that questioning. But as the years have gone on, God has always kept me. You know, I often think about the story of Ruth, and where I believe my ex is part of my story of coming to faith. Because it was him who was invited to a mission and he went, and then I went the next week. So I believe that, you know, my ex is part of me coming to know the Lord, and we're all part of this big tapestry. And, you know, we have to look at the characters in the Bible to see that life is messy. You know, like, you look at the big characters in the stories of the Bible, and they're real people in real lives. And they didn't always get it right. And we still don't get it right. But yet God still pursues them. And God still used them. And I believe God still pursues us and can use us even when we don't get it right.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, all those years that, like, it's 2011. So that would have been like 13 years ago. So when the girls were really small, it's a really difficult time because you're on your own, you feel. A single mom, you know, when your husband is not there and you're thinking, can I do this alone? So what would you say to women that are maybe just single moms out there, or maybe the relationship didn't work out, or because it does have an effect on not just you, but on the kids as well.
Yeah. I think that was one of the things that I really felt the weight of, you know, because you only have to look at statistics and, you know, they say children from broken homes, you know, maybe don't do as well academically or go on to achieve bigger things or have difficulties. You know, and I can only speak in my circumstances, my girls are the best thing I've ever done in my life. They are very involved in our church. Again, it's that service. They're involved in our worship and kids clubs, and they help on the welcome team. They're central, you know, everybody knows them. and they work hard at school. We have a great relationship as, the three musketeers almost, and I'm so thankful for them. I think that's been a real blessing in my life. If I can encourage, I think there's an element as mums, and I'm only talking about my own circumstance. For me, I had to make a choice about my career. So I took a almost like a work less hours and took a lower grade job for a period of time.
To be with the kids.
And it obviously has an impact on your wages and your career progression and all of those things. And for me, in that season, it was the right thing to do. If I can encourage anybody in that situation, I've always felt that, and I was starting to talk about Ruth, I've always felt that God was my provider. God was my husband, and in these difficult seasons, God has always kept me, even financially. I never worried about paying my mortgage or paying my bills. God always provided for my needs. And I may not have had the best holidays or whatever, but we always had, I never went without. So God has kept me in that time. And he's blessed me, not just kept me, he's blessed me.
Yeah, well, it's so lovely for you to share that with us today. And the scripture I think about is, he doesn't see the righteous ever begging for bread. He provides because he's a good, good father, and he's always
Amen.
done that for you, and he will do that for others too. Thank you very much, Michelle Bolton from Journey Church, in Lisburn, up the north of Ireland. I know you're in ministry up there, and you're a mom of two kids, and you have a job, and you're supporting other people too that are impacted by abuse, and particularly sexual abuse. And I just really appreciate your words tonight.
My
Thank you.
pleasure.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.